It's 2 days before Christmas, and independent producer Erica Heilman took her recorder along to Ocean State Job Lot in St. Johnsbury to record some last-minute shopping.
Ocean State Job Lot is my favorite store. It's a place where you can get a snow scraper, a rug, and some pickled beets all in one place. They have the best snacks in town, and they're really cheap, like a bag of ginger snaps for a dollar. They don't sell produce there, but I could swear that once I saw a basket of maybe 3 lemons in the cracker section. Every year, the week before Christmas, I meet my friend Claire Dolan at Job Lot, and we Christmas shop. Here's Claire.
Coming here any time of year, you don't know what's going to happen when you come to Job Lot.
Right. Well, one reason is because it's that kind of store that gets in things from other stores that have either fallen off the truck or been... The mystery of Job Lots is like, where does this stuff come from? Did somebody make a deal with someone? Did they fall off the back of the truck? Were they surplus? We don't know. But that's part of the mystery of what makes Job Lots amazing and mysterious and alluring. For me, it brings me a little bit back to like the old department store excitement when I was a kid. And we'd go to I lived outside of Chicago. We'd go to downtown Chicago to the giant department store. Now, this was before malls. And everything was in a single store that had many different areas. So you'd be like in the women's clothes area, and then you'd go to the kitchen appliance area. And then in the old sexist society days, Dad would be down in the automotives area. And so it's a little bit referencing that in my psyche. Some of the stuff doesn't, you have to look, like, what is the, how much does this cost? You don't know. There's just, like, over here, over around the corner, there's a shelf that has these ceramic pots for plants. And it just says, indoor plant pots on the shelf. And there's no price. There's no stickers on the pots. There's nothing listed. It's just, like, letting you know what that item is.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is another reason why Job Lots is great. This is a giant, Erica, we have to describe this for your listening audience. It's the Last Supper. It's a giant, gilded, framed sculpture encased in, like, a frame of the Last Supper. And it's gilded in some way that I can't describe.
Do you like free? Most of us do.
I have a memory of seeing a basket of lemons in this store. Have you seen that?
No.
Claire is a really slow shopper, so I left her at the Last Supper, and I walked around to talk with some other people. I found a mother and daughter shopping in the Pop-Tarts area. They didn't want to be named.
If I get the vaccine and I have a reaction, I'd rather be where my doctor knows me.
That's totally sensible.
It's scary. We do come up with something sensible.
I think Governor Scott was on top of it from the day one.
And we listened
mass,
to what he had to say.
Mass, social distancing, and hand washing. Those three things have made a difference for Vermont. I'm not sure about the signs, the interstate signs coming into Vermont everywhere, because I think that was kind of expensive. But I think that Vermont has done it the right way.
I think they're on top of it. I think people, when they listened to the governor, they took to heart what he said and tried to obey it.
Yeah. So what are you sad about?
Actually, we get out once in a while, but I don't like it, but it's livable.
We are now accepting donations for 3 square meals.
Ooh, these are
each donation is matched dollar for dollar.
This is Wanda from Derby.
What's different for you?
You know, limiting your space to visit with family and friends, it's definitely different. You know, it makes you definitely feel isolated and secluded.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And so
parents, like, for example, are older. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to see us, really. I mean, and they're not savvy with the internet, so we can't even really FaceTime, and it makes it hard. I work at a liquor store, and then I also cook, so I'm in public working, and I'm exposed to so much that I could go home and expose it to my children and so on. And that again, that's another issue that my parents don't want me around, because I'm exposed to so much that I could turn around and expose them and make them fatally ill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Claire finished her shopping and left. I stayed on a while longer. To be honest, people didn't look very happy at Job Lot this year. And it wasn't just the fluorescent lights. It's been a terrible year. But on my second pass through the cracker aisle, I saw it. On the lowest shelf, between the almond milk and a box of canned herring, there were lemons. 6 lemons, like a tiny Christmas miracle. It was getting dark when I went outside, and it was starting to snow. There was a guy in a truck at the far corner of the parking lot doing donuts. This is Erica Heilman with VPR.